That would be the definition of a haymaker, wouldn't it? Like 21 to nothing before you turn around.
Whack.
All right, so what's your 14-year-old up to? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Guan Tian Lang, Tian Lang, yeah. Guan Brown of China, 14. He pretty much won the Asia Pacific Championship
yesterday. Yes, he did.
The youngest golfer to ever qualify to play at Augusta.
He's going to play in the Masters.
I mean, wow. You think he plays video games and does golf like PGA
golf?
You
know he does. You know he does.
He gets frustrated on there. He said, I'll just go out and do the real thing.
Exactly.
He's in eighth grade. He weighs 125 pounds.
And has one of the most beautiful golf swings ever.
Well, and again, I don't know enough about the physics involved in golf, but I mean, at 125 pounds, I mean, you don't have a lot of force.
I can tell you, I'm a terrible golfer.
Okay, and that's but you're not 14 either.
Well,
you were just as good a golfer at 14 as you are now. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I didn't golf as a 14-year-old.
Well, anyway, I mean, it's pretty cool. He chipped in a 5-foot and then sank his putt in the Masters. Is in April. Previous youngest was some kid in 2010 who was 16 years old.
A big part of golf is your head, and when you're that young,
yeah,
you don't know to be nervous.
Yeah, that's probably right. He's thinking about whatever other 14-year-old kids in China are thinking about.
What video game he's going to play
after
he's
done.
No, which game he wishes he could be playing.
Right. Doesn't have any bad habits yet like some golfers do. I mean, just
John Daly.
But yeah. He has enough for a lot of golfers, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
Yeah. Hey, a pro public broadcasting anti-Mitt Romney demonstration.
Huh?
Was the goal to preserve the inalienable right of Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Ira Glass, and other folks to receive federal subsidies. Didn't work out so well. It was the Million Muppet March. Few hundred people showed up.
Oh, no.
In their Sesame Street garb. They chant, Elmo, we won't go. Elmo, we won't go.
Oh, my goodness.
For the air.
Please tell me you're just kidding.
I'm not kidding. They did this over the weekend. They see now.
I love the Muppets, but those aren't real. That's not the Muppets.
No.
That's people trying to use the Muppets for their own agendas.
And if you'll recall, after that comment was made in the debates, really both parties tried to take on the some of the characteristics of Sesame Street, and the Children's Television Workshop got very angry with that and got them to take that down pretty quickly because they say we're non-political. Of course, the Children's Television Workshop makes a lot of money, and they didn't want to be shown to be on one side or another. So,
well, that was the other part. They were saying they really didn't need the money, and people then very quickly said, well, then let's not give you any.
Yeah, how's that? So, but I wonder, what's it like, you know, like we're all supposed to meet at wherever. I mean, I don't know where they were supposed to meet to get started. And so, you know, you get there and you're dressed up like whatever, and it's supposed to start in like 15 minutes, and there are 423 people there, and you're going, I guess we're going to wait for the rest of them to get here. And then how long do you wait before you actually then begin to chant?
I guess
you wait until the TV cameras get there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's when you do that.
But my guess is they would wait on the count. One.
Yeah, that's you're very good. Oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah, exactly.
Two people.
Bad posture can make your neck hurt, okay?
Well, thanks for that, Egon.
Okay, well, and your shoulders ache. We know that, right?
Okay.
But recent research shows that your slouch might make you a grouch. Oh, how you like that?
Slouch makes
you a grouch.
That was good.
In a recent study from San Francisco State
University.
Is that
why you slouch all the time,
Scott? I don't slouch. I really don't. I mean, I got to stretch up as high as I can.
It just looks like he does.
That's right, yeah.
He's just a grouch.
Go ahead and stand up. Yeah, I'm a grouch standing up, sitting down, whatever. In a recent study from San Francisco State University, students were told to either walk down a hall in a slouched position or to skip. The slouchers reported increased feelings of depression and lower energy than the skippers. So, are you a sloucher? There's an easy fix. Imagine that there is a headlight right in the middle of your chest, at your sternum, right there, your breastbone, right there, okay? Sitting or standing, your headlight should always shine forward, okay? Now, keep your head centered over your shoulders, extend your head toward the ceiling without lifting your chin, because if you lift your chin and talk, you look like Barack Obama.
Uncharitable.
It really is. Bazinga. Yeah, true. Now, you see, they told him to slouch or skip. What if you slouched and skipped?
I would more.
Then you got some problems.
I mean, but that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but
it?
I want to see Mr. Downs skip, period.
Well, I guess we can always ask about that.
Well, I just, if one is one, then why not?
Yeah.
You know, skip all the posture thing. Just skip.
Okay.
If that's what makes you happy, why not? I want to see that in the hallways here.
Think about that. Skip for a day.
Skip for a day. Yeah, I'm not commenting on that.
I want to see Louis Bellina skipping down the hall.
He kind of skips already.
Okay.
I want to see that.
I'm not talking mentally. We're talking physically here.
Oh, Scott.
I know. All right.
Bazinga number two.
Louis is a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the record.
Two shots for Scott.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So now, they went ahead and did this New York Marathon kind of yesterday. This really was a strange deal because, they were going to do it. And then, actually, people got pretty angry about it because you're taking resources, which makes sense. I mean, if there are people who can't get gas, can't get water, don't have a place to live, why are you using resources toward the marathon? Some marathoners were not taking no for an answer. A handful of participants said they had put in months of training, and so they were ready for this, and they were going to go ahead and run the marathon route. One runner and his friend started a Facebook event encouraging others to run it anyway for ourselves. The show must go on. So I guess some of them did. Thousands eventually ran, but not the route itself. Instead, they ran a stripped-down version with ceremonial laps around Central Park, while many others ran to Brooklyn, boarded the Staten Island Ferry to help residents in other boroughs carrying whatever they could, food, batteries, and flashlights. Now, that's good.
That's at least cool.
The fact that they did that. And, the thing is, it is such a vast city that there are people who, again, waiting hours and hours and hours in line to get gasoline, and yet other people in the city really not having any problems anymore, that things are better. To the point that, don't worry about no gas, no food, no public toilets, 800 people queued up outside Manhattan's flagship Apple store Friday morning for the launch of the iPad mini.
You're kidding me.
Apple pushed back the launch time from 8 in the morning until 10 so that store workers would have more time to work through the gridlock and get there. That did not stop some New Yorkers from getting there well before the store opened its doors, so they could get their new little iPad minis.
Holy cats.
After all, it's all about that, right? 746.